is the WSAU Wisconsin Morning News from AM 550, FM 99.9 and WSAU.com.
So before I bring up my guest on the line this morning, I have a special message from everyone's favorite uncle. Here he is.
Hey, I'm Ted Nugent, and I support Adam Jarko for Attorney General in Wisconsin. I know real Wisconsin, the families with heart and soul that want someone representing them for God, family, country, Constitution, Bill of Rights, Ten Commandments, Golden Rule, law and order. Adam Jarko, representing the U.S. Constitution and real law enforcement and law and order. Adam Jarko for Attorney General of the great state of Wisconsin.
So that, of course, was, as I said, everyone's favorite uncle, Uncle Ted, Ted Nugent, endorsing Adam Jarko for Attorney General here in Wisconsin. Adam joins me this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How cool is that, Meg?
Oh, my gosh. There isn't seriously anything cooler. I mean, really, I would just like for him to endorse me as his favorite morning radio show host. And I know that's asking a lot, so I'll be patient. It'll probably take a while, but I'll hold my breath.
We'll work on him.
Thank you.
I think that's a fair ask. We'll work on him.
Okay, good, good. Thanks. Now that you've got an in with my uncle, our uncle, that would be great. Well, hey, thanks for joining me this morning. And obviously, that's some of your big news about an amazing endorsement. I mean, that really says something, particularly to those of us who are outdoors people. And those of us who want a great attorney general, Uncle Ted, if Uncle Ted says so, I'm in.
Yeah, I think that's right. And, you know, it speaks to my record. When I served in the legislature a few years ago, I spent a lot of time authoring and getting bills passed that protected sportsmen. I was the author of the Right to Hunt Act that strengthened our law to keep some wacky eco-terrorist lefties from chasing sportsmen around in the woods. I worked with law enforcement on that because our law was not strong enough to protect sportsmen from some of these wackos that we see out there. I was a co-author of the constitutional carry bill, had 100% rating from the NRA. I've been a lifelong sportsman, hunter, and fisherman since I was a little kid, and so I think most sportsmen know another sportsman when they see them, and that was my record in the legislature. People don't think about it that much when it comes to the attorney general, but there are so many things that the AG impacts when it comes to hunting and Second Amendment rights that this office is, in my opinion, as important as the governor's office when it comes to Second Amendment protections and protecting sportsmen. And we see that with our failed attorney general, Josh Call, who won't even appeal the ruling of a liberal judge that put our wolf hunt on hold, and he's instead trying to kick off Fred Preen from the Natural Resources Board because he doesn't like that he's not a woke leftist. So I think Ted Nugent and sportsmen across Wisconsin who know me, you know, I've been endorsed by the Bear Hunters Association and other great grassroots groups like Americans for Prosperity. And those people that know me know my record, they know my heart, and they know that I will fight for sportsmen and fight for the Second Amendment.
Well, and I'm glad you brought that up about Americans for Prosperity. Talked to Eric Bott, who's the state director for Americans for Prosperity, yesterday, and we talked in great length. Well, the topic was you. So in case you missed it, I'll just give you the brief synopsis. Adam Jarko is one of us, and I think that was the key point in all of this, is that you are also a small business owner, own a small tavern, and owner operator and outdoorsman, and you live up in the North Woods, and I mean, I think those are all I guess all points that resonate with a lot of the voters, and it's a unique combination of qualifications that you bring to the Attorney General's office.
Yeah, I think that's right. And, I was very proud to be a freedom fighter in the legislature. And that's why I think AFP, Americans for Prosperity, endorsed me. You know, I'm not only a lawyer and have been a lawyer for nearly 20 years, and I've owned my own law firm now for 4 or 5 years. I was a partner at a regional Wisconsin law firm before this. I've I've represented hundreds of clients over that 20-year period in thousands of different matters. My wife and I are small business owners. We own a safety supply business, a seasonal campground that has, as you mentioned, a small tavern on it. We just recently, we had a restaurant and event center that we just recently sold. I've been in the rental business. I mean, we've done a number of things in the private sector. And we, in my opinion, we just have far too many career politicians. This wasn't, you know, like a lifelong dream of mine to run for attorney general. But it is a lifelong dream of mine to pass the American dream on to my kids and to make sure that other parents can pass this dream on to their kids. And it is being systemically destroyed by the left wokeism. And we can see it every single day when we fill up our gas tanks, what they're doing. You look at what we're doing with inflation and mortgage rates and what the Fed did yesterday to try to get this inflation under control and what's happening in the labor market. It is absolutely brutal out there. It is a systematic destruction of our way of life, and we better have people right now who are willing to stand and fight. And that's why I think our campaign has caught on so big with the grassroots, including folks like Ted Nugent and AFP and the Bear Hunters.
Well, and you alluded to it about this wasn't your lifelong goal to become attorney general here in Wisconsin, but can you talk just briefly about why it is that you decided to get in the race? I know it had to do with meeting your opposition.
Yeah, so, you know, one of the defining moments in my view over the last couple of years has been how people reacted to the shutdown. So I used my law practice to represent small business owners who had been illegally shut down for free in the Supreme Court case that ultimately overturned the legal stay-at-home order. On the other hand, my primary opponent was, as district attorney in Fond du Lac County, prosecuting small business owners. He prosecuted a restaurant owner, the waitress at a restaurant, a customer. He prosecuted a VRBO owner because kids were swimming in a pool. To me, that's disqualifying. And I think to a lot of people, when they hear about that, it's disqualifying. And so when he became the only person in this primary, I actually began looking to see if somebody else would run. Another conservative freedom fighter would run. So Republicans had a choice. We simply can't have another Brian Hagedorn elected. And I fear that that's where we would be with my primary opponent, Eric Toney. And so I got into the race and started talking about these really important issues. And our campaign has really gained a lot of momentum just in these few months since I've been in the race. And I feel very good about where we are heading into the August primary. But, you know, this is a very expensive statewide race, and we need everybody to get on board and chip in, help us out on the doors, donate a few bucks. But if you want a freedom fighter as your attorney general, somebody who will actually stand and fight for our values, I'm going to need everybody's support in August.
Well, and that's how you and I connected is, you know, you talk about the shutdown. And of course, I got dragged back into the racket of politics, kicking and screaming. But once I was here, I realized how important it is for everybody to get engaged and involved. But I know that we connected because my concern when we planned the first rally during the shutdown to oppose Tony Evers' illegal shutdown orders was to contact attorneys like you. And I did, and thankfully for you, and I said this to Eric Bott yesterday, I said, you know, we have to have attorneys on our side too. I know there are a lot of people that are, attorneys are, you know, they're critical of them, but we have to have some attorneys, the good guys, on our side as well. And that's how I see you in the office, the top cop in the state of Wisconsin, leading, but also being a freedom fighter. And I mean, what a unique combination of qualifications you have to bring to the office, Adam.
Yeah, and there is no reason why somebody can't be pro cop like I am and have, you know, something like 30 law enforcement endorsements across the state. And you know, the cops that know me best have endorsed me. Nearly all of the sheriffs from in my area where I live in northwestern Wisconsin have endorsed my campaign because they know who I am. They know how I fought for law enforcement. I voted for nearly 100 pro-law enforcement bills when I was in the legislature. But that doesn't mean that you can't also be a freedom fighter. And my sheriff in Polk County is a great example of that. He told Tony Evers early on, you know, where to stick his stay-at-home order. and that he would never enforce it. And that is the kind of, you know, backbone and spine that we need right now, and it's certainly the kind of backbone and spine that I would bring to this job. It's why in Polk County, we passed a sanctuary county ordinance. In my little township, we passed a sanctuary town ordinance, and it was done with the support and backing of my sheriff and certainly of me, because we have to protect our Second Amendment.
Well, Adam Jarko, for Attorney General here in Wisconsin. Adam, where can our listeners learn more about your campaign?
Our website is adam4ag.com, adam4ag.com. Thanks for having me, and go Uncle Ted.
Yeah, thank you. Congratulations to you. Another endorsement racked up. I look forward to our next conversation, Adam. Have a great day.
Thanks, Meg. See ya.
Thanks. I'm going to go to a break, and we'll be right back on the WSAU Wisconsin Morning News.